All right, Alexander, so we're 24 hours pretty much removed from when Pelosi made her triumphant touchdown in Taiwan. She then went to Seoul, South Korea, where she was met by no one. No one wanted to meet with her. No high-level government officials were there. They just didn't care. They were off doing other things. That is the truth. No one wanted to meet with her, but she went to Taiwan. She did her damage. The Biden White House, they got their nice short-term media win. They got their PR optics win. I'm sure Pelosi has some good info on the next stocks to trade and not financial advice. And the medium and long-term damage is going to be tremendous. They got a very, very brief short-term media PR optics win with this trip. I'm sure there were some personal gains that were won with this trip, but the damage is going to be done to the United States, to the collective West, from going ahead with this Pelosi trip to Taiwan, which had no real interest for the United States of America, is going to be tremendous.
It's going to be absolutely tremendous. Now, can I just say, let's take it step by step. Firstly, the Chinese have lost face because, Pelosi went to Taiwan. She shouldn't have gone. They told the Americans under no circumstances should she go. She went. The Chinese weren't able to prevent it. From their point of view, from the point of view of people in China, China has lost face. Now, we know how significant that is. The Chinese are absolutely furious. They now see the United States definitely as an adversary. They're now convinced, and I was passing Wang Yi, the Chinese foreign minister's statement. They see this as proof that the United States wants to stop China's rise and reverse it, obstruct its modernization program, and they are also now convinced that the United States is working towards supporting secession by Taiwan from China. So China is now focused on three things. One, getting Taiwan back. And we now have these vast exercises being carried out. And be absolutely clear, the scale of this is enormous. Now, the Chinese army may not be the greatest army in the world. It may not be the best. It may have all kinds of problems. But the sheer size of it and its power ultimately is, well, let's just say it's extremely impressive. And they're now talking openly, straightforwardly, that what they're doing is that they're rehearsing a blockade of Taiwan. They're going to be launching all these missiles, and these missiles are going to be landing in the sea just next to Taiwan's ports so that Taiwan, in effect, can't send its ships out. It can't, send its ships with its the chips in them and all that sort of things that Taiwan makes. It can't do that because, in effect, it's already in a condition of a temporary sea blockade. And the Chinese are going to be rehearsing it. They're going to be refining it. They're going to probably be taking steps to occupy one by one islands in this area to sort of try and isolate Taiwan. So they're going to be focused intently now on taking Taiwan back. The second thing the Chinese are going to do is that they're going to say to themselves, we've got to solidify and harden our economy, because with the US so opposed to us, that means that a sanctions war like the one Russia's experienced is now only a matter of time. And they're going to be working overtime to find ways to insulate their economy from sanctions and to prepare retaliatory sanctions of their own. Now, China imports raw materials, it exports manufactured goods, it's got a reliable raw material supplier at its back, which is Russia. So the Chinese are going to strengthen their relationship with the Russians, and at the same time, they're going to be looking for ways to reduce the importance of exports to the West for their own economy, which will, of course, have an effect on supply chains and ultimately on inflation. So that's the second thing they're going to do. They're also probably going to start drawing down on some of their investments in the United States and in the West. They've seen how the West froze Russian investments. They now know that the same thing can be done to them. And the third thing the Chinese are going to do is they're going to start working on building up military alliances. So this is something that they've been very careful about doing up to now. They've been pretending that China doesn't actually look to have alliances, military alliances. Now they're going to actively seek them with the Russians, with the Central Asian states, perhaps with Iran, perhaps with North Korea, whomever. Wherever they can find them, they're now in active, hard competition with the West. So China, angry, taking steps in retaliation, working to suffocate Taiwan. Let's take the other country now, Taiwan itself. It's been very interesting. People in Taiwan, were they overjoyed to see Pelosi? We're now getting polling data coming out of Taiwan. Not only are they not happy to see Pelosi, most people in Taiwan opposed her visit. They saw it as destabilizing. They saw that it wrecked the potential relationship between Taiwan and China, which, however, you know, edgy many people in Taiwan may feel about China, nonetheless is important for them. They don't want to be the next Ukraine. And it's not impossible now that we could actually see a pendulum swing within Taiwan itself, away from the United States, towards China. An attempt within Taiwan, on the part of people of Taiwan, to try and to de-escalate this situation by actually moving closer to China, which would, of course, weaken the current government in Taiwan, which the US is supporting. And then third, the effect on the region, all the major regional powers. You mentioned South Korea, how the South Korean leaders refused to meet, I mean, they declined to meet Nancy Pelosi when she arrived in Seoul, and that made her very angry, apparently. Well, all of them are utterly horrified by the recklessness and arrogance of this move. So, yes, Biden, Pelosi personally, some people in the US have won a small PR win, which in a few weeks will be forgotten. But the damage is lasting. It is forever. Even if Taiwan starts to recalibrate towards China, which is now starting to look possible, the Chinese will not forget that the United States acted in this way, made China lose face, caused, sought to make problems for China, between China and Taiwan. The Chinese will never forget this. The region also will never forget the reckless way in which the US behaved.
Yeah, I mean, China's, you know, if anyone had any doubts in China whether the U.S. was going to recognize Taiwan and to go against the One China policy, those doubts are, I think, they're smashed. I think everyone in China now understands exactly where this is heading. They understand that the U.S., the Biden White House, and probably any administration at this point in time, given the neocons' is hold on the State Department, they're going to move to recognize Taiwan. It's a given. So they're gonna whatever plans they had to find a way, the timeline that they had to find a way to bring Taiwan back into the fold, that's just been accelerated.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
any plans that they had to move China away from Russia has now been smashed. And that's going to go in the opposite direction as well. Russia and China are just going to move even closer. And I'm positive that Putin is telling Xi, I told you so. Look what they did to us in Ukraine. I told you they're going to do the same to you with Taiwan. And there you are. So let's do business. What do you want to do about it? That's the outcome of all of this.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what's happening. The big winner in this is the Kremlin. I mean, you know, make no absolute doubt about this. I mean, from a Russian point of view, they've now got China, on side. I mean, they've been outspoken in their support of China over the last few days. And from their point of view, I mean, you know, they've now got a secure ally to their east with these enormous economic resources and technological resources that the Russians are able to draw on. So the Russians are the big winners. The Chinese have lost face. I mean, we have to acknowledge that. But they will come back. As for the US, well, as I said, Biden and Pelosi especially, have won a momentary PR win. But at what cost? And that word that you gave, accelerated, that the Chinese are going to accelerate the reintegration, as they put it, of Taiwan in the Chinese motherland, they're using it themselves. I've read it in Chinese commentaries. They've actually used the fact that they're now going to accelerate the process of, in effect, the reacquisition of Taiwan. So it's not helped Taiwan. It's not helped anybody at all, except briefly a few politicians.
So China's main goal in all of this, and we shouldn't lose fact, we shouldn't lose sight of this fact, their main goal is to reintegrate Taiwan, to get Taiwan back. It wasn't to get into a war with the United States. Now, if they have to get into a war with the United States over Taiwan, they're prepared to do it. But their goal is, how do we bring Taiwan back into China? Is China going to retaliate against the United States going forward? Or are they going to say, you know what, the best revenge for us now is to just accelerate the reintegration of Taiwan, get control of all of those nice, shiny chips, right? And call it a day there. I mean, and that would be damage enough. Believe me, that would be a tremendous amount of damage to the collective West. But do you think they're going to do something else to make a point to the United States, aimed at the United States or aimed at the West? Or are they just going to let it be and focus on their number one goal, which is bring Taiwan in to China?
They're going to focus on their number one goal, which is to bring Taiwan into China. That is, for them, an existential issue. They're not going to look for unnecessary fights with the US. But always remember that within that, the Chinese now know unequivocally that the US is a hostile country, as they, from their perspective. So they will be taking countermeasures, long-term countermeasures, to balance that, to counter that hostility as they perceive it. So an accelerated Chinese nuclear build-up. I mean, you know, they're already apparently building nuclear weapons. They're probably going to build an awful lot more of them, ICBMs and all of that. They're probably going to accelerate their aircraft carrier program. They're probably going to accelerate their hypersonic missile program. They're probably going to accelerate their submarine program, and where they are seriously lagging behind the US. And there, by the way, they may also look to the Russians, who are much more advanced in submarine technology than the Chinese themselves are. And last but not least, as I said, they will be working now to create what will be straightforward anti-American alliances. Now, that is something that they've been careful about doing up to now, because Chinese policy up to this moment has been to try to obviously compete with the US, but at the same time maintain some kind of relationship with the US, because after all, it was highly profitable to them. I mean, they were selling all those goods to the US, they were buying all those intellectual property rights from the US, they were stealing all these intellectual property rights in the US. For a long, long time, it worked for them pretty well. So they didn't want to wreck it. But now, I think, they probably decided it's going to be wrecked anyway. The US is going to scrap it. There's no way that the US is going to be a friend of China or even accept China's rise. So from this moment on, our competition with the US is going to take a much harder edge.
Yeah. Final question. How does this affect American allies in the region, most notably Australia?
So there's two levels of allies. There's those that are fully committed to the US, Japan, Australia, New Zealand. I think they're not going to be shaken by this. There's been some criticism of what has just happened in Australia, but I don't think that they're going to peel away from the US. But there are a lot of other countries in this region, South Korea, by the way, being one of them, that are utterly dismayed about this, these moves, and are going to start distancing themselves from the US. Now, bear in mind, South Korea has its enemy is not China, it's North Korea. That's what they're worried about. Their visceral feelings are not against the Chinese, it's against the Japanese, if anything. So they've had up to now reasonably good relations with China. So I think that they will want to distinguish themselves, differentiate themselves from the other American allies. And we have this swathe of states, Malaysia, Singapore, tilted to the US up to now, but still friendly to China, Indonesia, the Philippines, Vietnam, you know, the ASEAN black bloc of states. They're going to be horrified that the US was prepared to destabilize the whole region in this reckless way. And I think that they're going to be quietly taking steps to distance themselves from the US and to reassure the Chinese that they're in no sense their enemy. This affair reminds me, this affair of Pelosi going to Taiwan, what it reminds me most of is that trip by Kamala Harris to Vietnam a year ago, where she went to Vietnam, said all sorts of awful things about the Chinese, laid wreaths at the place where John McCain was supposed to have been shot down, and the Vietnamese were horrified. And what did they do? Even whilst Kamala was there, they were calling in the Chinese ambassador and they were telling him, please pay no attention to what this person is saying. It has nothing to do with us. We want to maintain good relations with you.
The worst administration in all of freaking history in the Biden White House. What can you say? When you think they've hit the peak of incompetence and stupidity, they outdo themselves.
Absolutely. It is very strange. I mean, it's not strange. I mean, it is, as you said, peak stupidity. They completely underestimated. It's clear to me the strength of the Chinese reaction.
All right. We'll leave it there at theduran.locals.com, the Duran Shop, 10% off. Use the code GOODDAY.